Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Shauna's gym. Do you have your member card?
I'm actually not a member yet. I'm new to the area and I'm trying to decide on a gym to join.
Well, welcome to town. We actually offer a week-long free trial period for first-time customers. That way you can see if you like the gym before you sign a contract.
That sounds perfect. Does the free trial include the fitness classes?
During your trial week, you can take one class free of charge. Here's the schedule of classes for this week.
Number 32. What did the man recently do? Number 33. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 34. What does the woman give to the man? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
This is the information desk, right?
Yes. Do you need help finding your train platform?
No, my train doesn't leave for another 5 hours. I was wondering if there are lockers in the station where I could store my luggage. I'd like to visit some tourist sites while I'm here, but my suitcase is really heavy. I don't want to bring it along.
Unfortunately, we don't offer that service, but the hotel across the street will keep your luggage in a secure room. They charge $5 per hour, though.
That sounds perfect. You said the hotel is right across the street?
Yes, just go through those doors.
Number 35. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 36. What does the man inquire about? Number 37. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ravi. Our customers have become more environmentally conscious, and they really don't like that we put our beverages in plastic bottles. We should consider switching to glass soda bottles instead.
We would need to purchase all new machinery, and that's a big investment.
Right. We would need new machinery. But now that our soda brands become so popular, I think we might be able to afford it.
That's true. We should bring it up to the management team.
I'll put together a proposal. I'll need a few days to do it, though.
Number 38. What does the speaker's company produce? Number 39. What is the man concerned about? Number 40. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Azusa. Do you have a minute?
Sure. What is it?
Well, I was wondering if I could switch offices.
Sure. Which office are you interested in?
Pierre was transferred to the Lakeville branch months ago, and his former office is a lot bigger than mine. It'd be better for hosting clients.
That makes sense. Submit the request on our internal website, and our administrative team will process it when they can.
Thanks. I'll do that now.
Number 41. What does the man want to do? Number 42. Why is Pierre no longer working at the office? Number 43. What will the man do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I'm almost finished with the catering order. Could you look it over? There should be enough food for all our attendees.
Of course. About 12 of our investors are attending the presentation, right?
Yes.
Okay, then. This should be plenty. You know, I've heard many of the investors coming are excited about the chance to finally test drive our new electric cars and ride in our latest driverless vehicle.
That'll be a highlight of the event.
Next is finalizing a rehearsal schedule for all the presenters. I'll talk to the CEO and the other presenters about their availability to do a practice run.
Number 44. What are the speakers preparing for? Number 45. According to the woman, what are the attendees excited about? Number 46. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hiroshi, now that you've had a tour of the factory, you're ready to start training.
Great. I had no idea how complicated candy making is.
Anya here is going to be your trainer today. She's going to show you how to run a quality control test on the candy syrup.
Hiroshi, nice to meet you. We always begin by emphasizing the importance of cleanliness while completing quality control tests. For that reason, I'd like you to put on these rubber gloves.
Of course, thank you.
Number 47. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 48. What will the man learn how to do today? Number 49. What does Anya give to the man? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Antonio, good news! The network renewed our television series for another season, and they want me to lead the writing team again.
That's wonderful. I'll get the rest of the team together. We should get started as soon as possible.
Oh, wait. Dolores took a new job in post-production a couple of weeks ago, remember? I guess we'll need to hire another writer.
We should check some of the writing samples we have on file.
Okay, let's start reviewing those sample scripts this afternoon.
Number 50. What industry do the speakers most likely work in? Number 51. What problem does the woman mention? Number 52. What do the speakers plan to do this afternoon? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, it's Peter Wang, calling from the Research and Development Department.
Hi, Peter. How can I help you?
I'm organizing a mentorship program where our senior engineers will meet with new hires once a week and give them advice.
That sounds like a great idea.
I know you keep the new employees' resumes over there at Human Resources. Could you email them to me? I want to match the new engineers with mentors.
Actually, the resumes are all posted on our company's internal website.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thanks.
Number 53. Which department is the man calling from? Number 54. What is the man working on? Number 55. What does the woman mean when she says,
"The resumes are all posted on our company's internal website"?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Samir and Alexei, I wanted to talk to you about the construction trade show. What do you think about skipping it this year?
But we've had a booth at that trade show every year for the past 5 years. Isn't it a good way for the construction firm to get new business?
Well, at last year's trade show, our sales team collected contact information from 80 potential clients, but we didn't sign contracts with any of them.
There are other benefits to going. Since we hired a new architect last month, it would be a good opportunity for people to become familiar with her projects.
I agree. Her architectural designs are a great selling point.
Number 56. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 57. According to the woman, what is the problem with the trade show? Number 58. What did the speaker's company do last month? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for calling the management office at Rhinebeck Apartments. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Mary Cooper. I live in apartment 302, but I'm locked out. I can't find my door key.
Okay, but we're really busy right now. How about I send a worker out to your place around 7?
7? I'm hosting a dinner at my place at 6 tonight.
In that case, you could come to the management office now and get a new key.
Thanks, I'll do that. I'll be there soon.
Number 59. Who most likely is the man? Number 60. Why does the woman say,
I'm hosting a dinner at my place at 6 tonight.
Number 61. What will the woman do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and office directory.
Hello, this is Sonia Bauman speaking.
Hi, Sonia. It's Yunbo from law school. I just heard you opened your own law practice here in the city, and I wanted to give you a call.
Hi, Yunbo. You should come visit. I opened my office last year. It's right in the center of town, so I really couldn't be happier with the neighborhood. The location's my favorite thing about the office.
That's great to hear. Hey, if you're thinking about hiring a new associate, I'm available. I'm interviewing at a few places now. Could I send you my resume?
Sure, send it along. I'll definitely take a look.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. What is the woman's office number? Number 63. What does the woman like best about her office? Number 64. What will the man send the woman? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and chart.
As you know, our sales here at Newton Electronics dropped 10% from last year. We need to make our products more attractive to consumers.
Well, I created this chart to list the features we at Newton Electronics offer compared to what our top competitor offers. Maybe it can help us figure out a new strategy.
I see that we provide a feature that Technology Brothers doesn't. I think we should focus on promoting that.
That's a good idea. I'll contact our marketing team and have them start working on a new series of advertisements right away.
Number 65. What problem does the man mention? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which feature does the man suggest focusing on? Number 67. What will the woman do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and office kitchen layout.
Oh, hello, Duncan. Is that the new coffee maker for our office break room?
Yes, it is. This model uses a lot less energy. With all the coffee we drink, we'll save money on electricity.
That model looks bigger than I expected, much bigger than the old one. I'm worried there won't be enough counter space for it. Are you going to put it next to the refrigerator?
No, I think there's more space next to the microwave. Let's put it there instead.
Number 68. What does the man say about the appliance? Number 69. What concern does the woman have about the appliance? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Where does the man plan to put the appliance?